Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And welcome back. Well, we had a little bit of a malfunction. We thought we were recording. We were definitely recording the audio part, but somehow the video got missed. So now we're going to go back to doing our reading for the year. Tara, take it away, because okay. We did a couple things where we showed the cards, only you didn't get to see them. So we're going to show them now.
Okay. All right. So the 2020 reduces to the number 22, and 22 is the number of major arcana.
Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
No problem here. There is synchronicities. Now, this is actually a very powerful card. Excuse me. It's called Da'at. It is the invisible Sephiro on the Tree of Life. So people interpret this card in many different ways. It is, I like to call it the calling card from your guardian angel.
Nice.
Okay, so for Aries, this is a message that you need to listen to your higher self.
Okay.
Other people compare this card to Pluto.
Oh, interesting.
Actually, Pluto is the symbol of the psyche, the soul, the unconscious, the death and rebirth card. I would say that what you need to do is to totally listen to your higher self. That's what really feels right to me. I mean, Aries, I know that you have Chiron, early Aries, Chiron and Aries. Listen to your higher self. That's not something that you're used to doing, because you're usually used to just rushing in and, you know, starting new things and being very responsive. But this is the time when, if you totally listen to your higher self and not your ego, that's the thing about the emperor and the fool. You know, in the old European fairy tales, the king or the emperor always had a fool by his side, or a jester, to keep him balanced. And the fool was actually the one who had all the power, not the emperor. The emperor is like the symbol of the ego.
Interesting.
So well, I wear my fool's hat here, my jester's hat here, to remind me that I know nothing. So maybe I know nothing, which is like my ego knows nothing. My higher self knows everything, is the mantra for Aries. Okay, and that keeps you really humble.
Yes.
Okay, so that's very interesting. Okay, that's very special too, because that's an extra.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the jester card. That's like the wild card. Okay. All right. So Taurus. Okay, so again, if you are a Taurus, you know, we have Uranus in Taurus, so I know you don't want to change, but big cosmic cattle prod. Okay, you're going to be revolutionizing things. So Taurus, if you, again, moon in Taurus, rising Taurus. All right, see what Taurus gets now. So Taurus, okay.
Nice.
So you get the number 7 here. I think it's a little hard to see these.
Yeah, the glare.
Number 7, the Chariot in the Tarot. So this is the sign of Cancer. So Taurus, you're an earth sign. You're very sensuous. Cancer is a water sign. These are both considered to be feminine signs. So you need to get into the driver's seat. I mean, you know, you have to see the Tarot symbols as... Now, this is very similar to the traditional Rider-Waite deck. You are the knight there in gold armor. This card especially speaks to me of using the cards as visualization tools. So, I mean, Tauruses, you're ruled by Venus. You love beautiful things. Picture yourself covered in gold.
Nice.
gold and jewels, and you're in the driver's seat. Cancer, this card is really about the emotional body. So the soul uses the emotional body in this incarnation. That is what karma is. That's how we get into the karma. That's why they talk about not being overwhelmed by your emotions, not being run by the emotional plane. It's also considered to be a symbol of victory as well. And the number 7 to me has to do with, you know, again, being aware of the 7 chakras, checking in with your chakras, are they open? Is my energy flowing? And it's also the number 7 traditionally there's 7 days of the week, so it has to do with understanding the cycles.
Right.
Right. There's highs and lows. And again, Cancer, you know, it's like the wave, it's the ocean, it's the womb. So being very much in touch with your emotional body. And again, the big eclipse that's happening, lunar eclipse on January the 10th, is in Cancer. So again, Tauruses, you may want to really pay attention to how this eclipse is really affecting you, because this is the symbol that's governing you for this year, the Chariot. Okay.
Chariot.
All right. So make sure you stay centered but emotionally moving. Okay. So Gemini. Okay. So Gemini, as the nodes move into your sign, you're going to be the ones who are leading the way. Okay. So we're going to be looking to Gemini's, the marketers, the thinkers, the communicators, sign of the child, the sign of duality, you know, relationships, right? Okay, for guidance. So Geminis, okay, so again, let's see what we got here. Okay, now it's interesting that the major arcana are coming up here.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is, in this deck, this is called strength traditionally, or lust in this deck. No, it's number 11.
Or 8.
Or 8. Yes. Okay, so
in your
depending
deck,
on
11.
Which deck you use, you know, this is an old system transference. I don't want to go into it right now. But whatever deck you use, you would look at strength. Okay, it's definitely Leo. Okay, so this is Gemini working with Leo, like Leonine energy here. So it's about power. It's about passion. It's about being a leader, especially with the North Node moving into Gemini there. You need to take the lead in your life. And it's really all about conquering the what they call the animal instincts. Now, Gemini tends to be, you know, in their head and kind of always changing their minds. So it's about really, if you trust your instincts, you always know what to do. So it's maybe about getting out of your head into your instincts, but then you have to, you can't let it run wild. You have to control it. You have to master it. You have to ride it, you know. But definitely this is about passion, you know. You've always wanted to take tango lessons, then do that, or jump out of an airplane or whatever it is. Or, you know, learn to do something, you know, that's going to put you in the spotlight. You know, this is Leo. You want to be the leader. You want to be the star. You know, how are you, you know, taking command? How are you giving your heart? Leo is the sign of the heart. So Geminis, you need to get into your heart. You need to be courageous. You need to have passion. You need to show your feelings, you know, let everybody know exactly how you feel. So don't be afraid to step up your game.
Right.
You know, this year, and be the leader, you know, talk, walk your talk, you know, speak it from your heart, and then you can be really super powerful.
Right.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So Gemini. Okay. Your lust for life. Okay, do that. It's very easy.
Do that.
Know? It feels good. I do it. Doesn't feel good. I don't do it. It's very simple. Okay. So Cancers. Now, Cancer, of course, with all the planets in Capricorn, you may be feeling like everything's tipped over to one side there and feeling quite tired. Lots of responsibilities. It's heavy. So let's see what you got. Oh, interesting. You've got the sign of Cancer. Okay. So this is the Queen of Cups. Now, the synchronicity is starting to show up here,
that
which
is,
it always does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this card, again, I wish you could see this. It's like kind of, is it really this blown out, or is it just, oh, it's just where I'm sitting from.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just the glare.
So the Queen of Cups, the queens are, again, feminine. Cups is water, emotion. So this is the sign that represents you, Cancer. So you need to really stay in your element, which is water, which is the feeling function. It's receptive. You know, we think we don't know how to receive. You know, that's a lot of what yoga teaches you, going into the yin energy. You know, maybe as the world goes crazy, maybe the most stable place to be is to go back to your roots, to your foundation, you know, in Cancer, in astrology, it is the fourth house, the fourth sign. It's your home. Nurture yourself. Now, the thing about Cancerian energy is they need to be needed, and they love to take care of everybody else, but they have a hard time receiving, and they have a hard time asking for help. And then women are traditionally givers and nurturers, and, you know, it's definitely a feminine kind of thing. It's hard for them to receive. So maybe this is the time we have to learn to be receptive, you know what I mean? And it's a strength. It's a power. We really have to redefine, you know, what's strong and what's not. You know what I mean? The feminine is incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
And so the power to kind of just sit very tight while, you know, think about a rock, you know, in a stream in a way, you know, and you have to sit tight in all that emotion and feel it fully.
Well, we had some, like, incredible water stuff happening because I live really close to the lake.
Yes, yes, yeah, very close.
And the water is so powerful. It actually lifted a log, like a tree, basically a tree, and it went over the boardwalk and is on the other side.
Wow.
So it pushed that. I mean, it's not even close to the water. I mean, you know, there's probably 25 feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And it pushed the entire thing over and onto the other side of the boardwalk. It's like, wow, water.
Yeah.
That chaos, that feminine energy is incredibly powerful.
Water dissolves all hardness.
Ah, that's nice.
So over time, you know, water will take giant rocks and reduce them to sand. I mean, that's all the sand and all the beaches in the world were once giant rocks somewhere. So the power of that yin, feminine, emotional, receptive energy, like we have to really learn to stop, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And reflect and receive and all that. Nurture, it's the womb.
Right.
So going back to the womb, whatever you need, cancers, to make you feel emotionally secure, also your stomach. Cancer rules the stomach. You know, your stomach might be very upset right now, especially with all that Capricorn energy. I'm feeling that myself. So really, you are what you eat. You know, maybe you need to be more careful about that. So I think it's really power, getting into the power of the feminine, you know, would be really important to you. And again, reflect. So especially on the full moons, it's very important for Cancers ruled by the moon to stay in touch with the moon cycles, you know, every month. There's 13, which is traditionally the power of the feminine. Moon lunar cycles in 2020.
Which comes to four, which is part of 2020.
Exactly, which is part of 2020. Yes, you're right. I didn't even go there. Okay. Yes, thank you for reminding me. The number 22, what they call the hidden teacher number, is the number 13, which is the symbol of death.
Okay. Right.
And it's usually, you know, people who don't know the tarot, you know, the first time that you're considered to have a tarot reading, you're considered to embody the fool, you know, they go, I don't want to see that death card. But, you know, death is good, and it is like Scorpio energy, which is Pluto rules Scorpio. It's everything has to die to be reborn.
Yeah.
And our cells are dying all the time for rebirth. So, you know, it's a good day to die. I always love that. Not literally, thank you. You have to be careful what you say.
Yeah.
Not today, thank you. But it's, you know, somebody told me that years ago, you know, you have to, at least you keep living fully in the moment.
Right.
So that's what it's about. Okay. So using death as an ally.
Right.
Okay, so Cancer. Whoops. All right. Whoa, we're rolling here. Okay, so Leo. Okay. Thank you for jumping in, Lori. It kind of makes it more. All right, so Leos, what have you got here? Okay, Leos. Okay, now, interesting, Leo has been out of all of the planetary action. There's, you know, all the planets are in like six signs. Everything's very over to one side. So anybody has a baby right now, it's like six planets in Capricorn.
Right.
Certain signs have got nothing. Energy, are not being affected by anything. Leo is one of them.
Interesting.
So don't feel left out, because when, you know, Saturn enters Aquarius, that's your opposite. So that will start affecting you. Okay. So this is the Prince of Swords. Again, I think Lori has to hold that for me. Okay. So the Prince of Swords. The princes are like younger male, or what they call pure energy. And the swords are always the mind. So hacking away discipline, Leos, you know, what's not necessary in your mind. It's like getting rid of the cobwebs in your mind, just what's really important, you know, what do I really need to focus my thoughts on? You know, your thoughts are what creates everything. So it's really a kind of a discipline, right? A discipline energy. Also, making sure you're not pulled in too many different directions at once. People tend to be busy these days just for the sake of busyness, because there's so much information, there's information overload. But just because there's all that information doesn't mean it's wisdom.
Yeah.
And you don't need to know that. Like, I'm on the computer these days, I'm going, do I really need to go look at that? No, I don't. I'm wasting seconds with this stupid nonsense, you know? So that's exactly what you have to do. It's like discernment, you know, like using the mind to cut away. We were just looking at your a purpa is a Tibetan Buddhist ceremonial knife, which they use to cut karmic cords or to cut energy. Right?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that. So it's very much that same energy, you know. You know, what do I need to cut away that isn't essential in my life, you know?
Right.
So look at all those aspects of your life, Leo, and go, you know what? If I'm going to really use my power and my will and my strength and my courage properly, it's better if I just focus it on, you know, these few things. I don't need to get distracted. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So Virgos. Okay. Now, again, Virgos is earth signs.
you know, all of the Capricorn energy is beneficial to you, and you want to really take advantage of that, because Saturn is the great teacher, the tester, but he's the builder. And so Pluto there is wealth. So maybe it's time for Virgos to give yourself a bit of a reward. All right. So now you get here the eight of discs, and this actually has the sun in Virgo. So everything, this is really nice. Everything's starting to align. So you need to shine, Virgos, in your own element. This is the kind of the flowering. You can see the image of flowering on the tree of life. There are eight coins. Eight is the symbol of infinity as well. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice look at where you've come, look at where you want to go. You know, again,
it's all about work too, right?
About work, yes, of course. Virgo is the sign of work, workaholics.
So is the eight of.
And so is the eight
of coins,
of discs or coins or pentacles or whatever you want to call it. It's the earth element, earth. So, work, health,
okay,
being of service. These are all Virgo things. You know, trying not to be such a perfectionist and so self-critical. It's like, give yourself a reward. Give yourself eight rewards.
Nice.
Because usually you can't reward yourself. And I know you're usually traditionally penny pinchers or on budgets, but, you know, maybe there's some little nice thing you can give yourself. Also, it's a sign of the flowering. All those things you've been working so hard on start to really show results. This is like a harvest. Virgo is the time of harvest. It's the sign of the harvest. So look at all the hard work you've been putting in. I would say probably, you know, on your birthday, Virgos, that there will be a lot of riches at that time, you know.
But what's happened? There's something happening, is it? Oh, that's Mars. Mars, yeah.
Yeah, Mars is moving retrograde, okay. Of course, all Virgos have to be careful of all the retrogrades because Virgo is ruled by Mercury.
Oh, okay.
So you got to remember that Mercury rules two signs, Gemini and Virgo, okay? But I think this is a very beautiful card. Also, it's about ecology. You know, Virgos may need to really step up their game about, I care about the earth, I care about the environment, you know, recycling. We were just talking about that. Excuse me. And I think it's rewarding yourself. I really feel like that's what it is. It's rewarding yourself and thinking about where you want to go. The environment's going to be a huge issue. You know, eco-warriors, you know, people are going to realize we have to make this a priority in our lives. Okay?
Right.
How can we reuse things? You know, Virgos are good at repurposing. Again, you know, it's like, you know, in the old days, you didn't buy new clothes. You repaired your old ones or you resewed them or something like that. You didn't just, you know, there's all that stuff about fast fashion, you know, all that talk about pollution from that and stuff. So, you know, you can be the great teachers, you know, right, how we can get the most from the earth, you know, or permaculture or, you know, learning all those things as well.
So Virgos can do all that.
Virgos can do all that.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So Virgos. Okay. So now Libras. Now Libra as a cardinal sign, because sign is the beginning of the fall equinox, you are also being strongly affected by all the Capricorn energy. So Libras. Okay. Now you are the sign of relationships. Okay. And Venus is your ruling planet. Now you get the Five of Swords here. Now this card on the deck I use, it literally says defeat. It literally means the fives are always challenging numbers. So don't defeat yourself with negativity or thinking that everything is lost. You know, that's the negative, you know, the cup is half empty,
full, yeah,
when
yeah,
it
empty,
could be also yeah, half full.
Right.
So don't get overwhelmed also by your thoughts. You know, there is a lot of negativity in the world. You know, it takes a great deal of effort to stay balanced, or at least, you know, in a place of equanimity. That's Libra. That's your job, is to stay balanced, you know. So don't get overwhelmed by all the whatever's coming up in your life or people around you. I know you're always catering to everybody else. You know, stay in a place where you don't get overwhelmed mentally. Again, when Venus goes retrograde, that is a time for you to retreat.
Right.
For you to just, sorry, there's something in my eye here. To rethink things, you know, to review. Relationships can change at that time. The number five in the tarot, the symbol number five, the major arcana, is the Hierophant. Right. And so relating the five to that major arcana, it's like Taurus energy, and Venus also rules Taurus. It's about speaking your truth. So don't be afraid to, you know, I can't say that. I'm afraid about my social status. That's very Libra and stuff. I need to say it because otherwise it's not going to be good, you know, for me or for the other person, you know. So maybe this is about flipping over the usual way of doing things. If you listen to your higher self, you're always going to be okay.
All right. Okay. All right. So Libras. All right. Okay. Now, when I do this, I usually use the 22 major arcana, so it's interesting. We're playing with a full deck here.
Yes.
Okay. So Scorpio, speaking of the death card, the number 13, Scorpio, the death card is Scorpio. So, all right, so Scorpios. Okay, you get the Emperor. Interesting. So you get the number 4, so Scorpios. Now, again, you need to come into your power. You need to set up a new foundation. This is where you assert that masculine. It's Aries. It's, you know, your ruling planet Mars traditionally rules Aries and Scorpio. So maybe this is a pumping up of your energy where you know, maybe you've been in this kind of sort of in the background here energy, you know, for a little while. And this is where you need to start a new beginning. So the King or the Emperor, this can be a new job. It can be a promotion. It can be fatherhood, very literally. Mm. And, you know, men and women both have a masculine energy. So it can, you know, Scorpio women really asserting their power in the world in a more direct way. Again, about new beginnings, about remembering to use all of those four elements in whatever it is you do. So, and it's also because it is the warrior. You know, the warrior can be used for positive energy. It's like anger. Right. You know, anger itself is not bad. You don't want to repress energy. You know, energy never dies. You just transmute it. So whatever right. you're angry or frustrated or what you hold back about or you're brooding away or obsessing about there, you know, direct it somewhere. Go take, you know, martial arts lessons. You know what I mean?
Right.
Get to the gym. Work it out. You know what I mean? Get outside. You know, get out of yourself. Hmm. You know, and just use that energy in a more positive way. Don't turn it inwards. It's one of the not good things to do. Okay? Direct it outwards where you can do some good with it.
Right.
Okay. So own your own power, Scorpio. Okay. You are the most intense sign of the zodiac. Own your soul power. Okay. And use it for good, to transform the good and become the commander.
Kind of in a new way.
Yeah.
Okay. So Sag. Okay. So now, as the nodes, south node moves into Sagittarius, Sagittarius, you may be having to relook at things, maybe get rid of some old stuff, old thoughts, old patterns. Okay. So Sagittarius. You get the Magician. Okay. So the number one card, number one symbol in the tarot, the Magician. This is Mercury. This is, you know, he's juggling all kinds of new possibilities. So Sagittarius, rethinking things. Again, communicating, marketing, publishing. Jupiter rules publishing. You know, if you wanted to get that book or that article, whatever done, get it done this year. Mm-hmm. Use Capricorn's energy. Capricorn is in your second solar house to get the job done, to really walk your talk. So, again, maybe you need to pay attention when Mercury's are retrograde this year. It might be affecting you quite a bit stronger. You know, this is the one card for your whole year. Again, it's new beginnings. Okay. So finish with the old.
Right.
Begin with the new. You're in a thought. You're in the thinking process, just the idea process right now. Doing as much talking, networking, juggling, you know, like really mix it up there. You know, maybe you've been stuck on the same philosophy, belief system. This is good. It's creative. Lots of ideas.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. New beginning, Sagittarius. Be the Magician. Now, your thoughts create your reality. And that's especially with the Magician. Mm. Your conscious and unconscious thoughts create your reality. And maybe that's what people need to get as the south node moves into Sagittarius, is understanding that. So be mindful all the time that you are creating your magical journey every moment. Okay, so Sag number one. All right. So now we're at Capricorn. Now Capricorn's, you know, the Sun, Jupiter, the south node, Saturn, Pluto, Ceres, all in Capricorn, you know. It's pretty momentous, okay. Mm-hmm. And then Uranus and Taurus, so everything's very earthy and very grounded right now, you know. All right.
But a little heavy.
It's a heavy. It's heavy. This is
exhausting or something.
Exhausting. Yes, everybody's feeling tired. But actually, I was just looking at Brad Pitt's chart.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday, and, you know, he just won Golden Globe Award or something for his part in a movie. And he's kind of gone through a death and a rebirth. And he's actually got all these planets in Capricorn. He's a Sag, but he's got four planets in Capricorn. I went, oh, you see, this has actually been a resurrection for him. Mm. He's come back. He's doing better. He's cleaned up his life. And then I went to look at, my daughter really likes this young actor, Timothy Chalamet. And he's going to play Bob Dylan
in a
movie. And I went,
Well, let's look at his chart. And he's got all these planets in Capricorn. He's had this incredibly huge year. He's like 23 years old. You know, so Saturn and Pluto have been really good for him. So, you know, it can be really great, you know, if you use it properly. Okay, so Capricorn. All right, you get the Three of Cups here. Now, that's a very nice card.
Mm-hmm. Celebration.
It is water. You know, it's abundance, it's flow. The number threes are very feminine energy. So you want to open up to what the positive energies, water, again, we were talking about water, dissolves all the hardness. That's Saturn, you know. So Capricorn is traditionally a sign that does not like to be emotional. It's reserved. Mm. It's considered cold. No, because there is a northern hemisphere bias from astrology, of course.
Okay. Yep.
So, water, emotions, you know, let your feelings out. You know, sometimes things get so hard you can't help but break down.
Right.
You know, it's you can't dam it up forever. You know what I mean? So, it can be a big breakthrough.
Right.
You know, letting your emotions flow. So, maybe this weekend, especially very timely here on January the 10th, is there's this Cancer lunar eclipse. You know, it's the moon. Let your feelings out. I mean, so you're probably feeling like it's going to be really tense until then. So over this weekend, when all that everything comes to your head, it's like, let it go, you know, just let it out, you know, and let it flow. It's called abundance on my deck here. So again, the abundance of the feelings, it's like nurturing Cancer, the family, you know. Actually, it's Mercury in... Is it Mercury in Cancer or Pisces here? Hold on a second. It's Mercury in Cancer. Okay. So, letting your feelings and your thoughts come together is one. Okay? But it can be a really positive, powerful year for you, Capricorn. This only happens, Jupiter in your sign, once every 12 years.
That's true.
You want to take advantage of it. You know, you're just being tested right now. You get through this part, Jupiter and Pluto will bring you incredible rewards this year. Okay. Capricorns. Okay. So Aquarius. Now, Aquarius, you're going to come into your season, your time, December 21st this year. Just before then, Jupiter enters Aquarius, and then Jupiter and Saturn have their historic meeting at 0 degrees of Aquarius. So starting at the end of this year, all of 2021, and then Jupiter enters Aquarius. This is going to be your time. So, Aquarius, I feel like we missed somebody. Why do I feel like we missed somebody? Okay. Ah, okay, you get the devil. Okay. So, Aquarius, number 15 here. The devil is actually Capricorn, so it's very interesting. Now, traditionally, Saturn, the planet, the ring planet there, rule everybody, if you know astrology, everybody associates modern astrology with Saturn ruling Capricorn, and Uranus, which is the first planet to be discovered with technology, as the modern ruler of Aquarius. But traditionally, Saturn rules Aquarius. So the devil card. Now, this is one of the other cards that people don't want to see and get freaked out about. As Capricorn, you know, that's about corporate structure. It's about...
You're fine. You didn't miss any.
Okay, good. sorry, thank you. Capricorn energy. So using... Saturn, he's the great teacher. He's a tough teacher, but he makes it real. You know, anything you want to birth, he's the bones, you know what I mean? Saturn traditionally was the great mother.
Right.
Right? Because birth through the body into the physical realm. It's matter, the mother, Saturn.
Sure.
That's the patriarchal version, is that she's like connected to the father. It's a feminine sign.
I didn't know that.
It's Earth. Oh. As the ruler of Capricorn. So traditionally in astrology, it was actually much more balanced. So that's the part I like about it. Is each planet ruled two signs. So they had a day, night, or masculine, feminine sign, except for the sun and the moon.
Right.
So it was way more balanced. So Saturn's feminine sign is Capricorn, and the masculine sign is Aquarius.
Okay.
So I find that actually much more balanced when we're trying to talk about equality, is going back to that traditional system. Okay, so Capricorn.
No, this is Aquarius.
Sorry, Aquarius. Thank you. Aquarius, you know, what are you afraid of? That's the devil. It's your shadows. It's your fears. It's your projection. You know what I mean? Dealing with your own shadow is very important right now. And again, that you're probably feeling that with all this Capricorn energy. And Saturn will dip its toe into Aquarius. I mentioned that just after the spring equinox at the end of December. So hold tight. This is the hardest part. You have to do the heavy, the dark, the shadow work first if you're really going to come into your power and be a leader over the next while. This is the crucial, the critical period. This is the heavy stuff, but you got to do that to get to the light. Okay? And you always have to examine your shadow anyway. So it's about fear. You know, what are you most afraid of? It is a commanding sign. It's about building the foundation. It's about, you know, there's a dark side to Aquarius, too. We were talking about that. You know, going too robotic, being too detached, too clinical, too cold. You know, it's like the Snow Queen. It's Aquarius energy. Yeah, that's a kind of feminine Aquarius energy. You know, it's cold. You know, a surgeon is very Aquarian. You know what I mean? I can't get affected, you know, by my emotions. I have to do my job. You know, that's Aquarius, right? So robotics, AI, all that stuff.
Must be my Cancer rising that makes me more emotional.
But, yeah. I mean, traditionally, you have that ability to be detached. Now, detachment doesn't mean bad.
No.
Detachment is good.
Can be good.
Don't get overwhelmed
can be great.
By all your emotions then, right? Gives you the ability to stand back, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you may be dealing with those dark elements that are coming up and being exposed. That might be a good thing, you know, to use your
detachment.
Power and detachment to look at that. Okay? All right. And now Pisces.
And lastly.
Okay. And Aquarius is the human sign, right? So pouring the waters of consciousness down on the earth.
Right.
Okay. So Pisces, what have you got here? Pisces. All right. So you get...
Wands. I think that's the first time.
The Ten of Wands, yeah. So Pisces, you get the Ten of Wands. Now the Tens in the Tarot are the culmination. It can't go any further. This is the end of the line. So again, it supposes that the end is also a new beginning.
Right.
And Wands is fire. It's spirit, you know. So, you know, you may also be feeling inundated by everything right now, especially... Pisces who are born around the middle degrees, Neptune's just past the middle degrees. And then the Capricorn energy is actually fitting you by sextile, Capricorn and Pisces are in a nice easy aspect. But this is kind of it is Saturn in Sagittarius. So again, it has to do with you need to be free.
Mm.
This is the kind of the get out of jail free card. Do you know what I mean? Free yourself, Pisces. From any Pisces can be the martyrs.
Mm.
You know, they take the blame. They root for the underdog. They are the scapegoat. Right, which is traditionally Capricorn, the scapegoat, actually.
Right.
You don't have to be the fall guy. You don't have to be in toxic relationships. You don't have to take the blame, you know. This is about freeing yourself. It's about Sagittarius energy. It's optimism. It's positive. It's like, have a little humor about the whole thing. It's like, maybe you want to go back to school. You need to travel. You need to dedicate yourself to a spiritual discipline. You know, Pisces is a spiritual sign, but often it's dreamy and kind of amorphous, and it's so emotional, and the big psychic sponge, you know, Sagittarius energy is fire. So you need to bring that kind of masculine energy in to balance yourself. You got to remember that, you know, Jupiter is in Capricorn, but in 2 years it will be in your sign, so you might want to think about that as well. Jupiter rules Pisces, actually, as well as Sagittarius. So it's also about being the teacher. You know, so as a spiritual person, maybe you need to step it up and speak what you know, teach, talk, publish, you know, get out there in the world. You know, you need to accumulate. It's the sage. Saturn in Sagittarius is really the sage. That's what Sagittarius means. It's the wisest of all the fire signs. So you're ready to take your knowledge in the world and really own it. So this is a good thing for you, Pisces. And also you need to focus on, what is my direction? You know, Sagittarius is aiming higher. You know, what is my direction? What do I need to burn up? You know, Saturn is also endings. What do I need to burn up from the past? So I think it's very optimistic. Literally, I'm starting a new beginning. So I would really see this as a very positive sign.
Nice.
As well.
All right. Well.
So.
We've this has been an interesting show, I'll say. You've been listening to News for the Heart with Tara Green and myself. Okay. We've been getting the heart of what matters with 2020,
yes.
2020 vision.
2020 vision. Yes.
Woohoo.
There we go.
All right. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Listening. We'll be back next year for sure.
All right. Check me out on my website at tarotarot.com.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.